Welcome back to another cozy real life English dialogue video. I'm Camille.
And I'm Cozy Calvin.
I don't know why I said that. So we're going to be going through a dialogue from my book, which is available on Amazon or on my website. And this one is called Renting a Car. And so we have the rental agent, who is me, and Reese, who is Calvin. So we're going to be reading through this dialogue, and then we're going to be explaining things as well. So we hope this is useful and helps you learn a little more English. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
What can I do for you today?
I just landed and I need a car for next week.
So if someone just landed, you know that they were flying. So either coming in by helicopter or airplane.
They are not a bird.
Yes. So. Okay. What size car are you looking for?
Something compact is fine. It's just for me.
So compact means small, a small car. Okay, let me see. We have a Tesla available, a Ford Focus, or a Saturn.
How much is the Tesla?
We're looking at $1,100 for the week.
Ouch. And the others?
We say ouch if something hurts.
Not physically? Well, yes, physically. And also
our budget, like it's a lot of money. Or we hear bad news, so like, oof, ouch. Yeah. It's gotta hurt. Emotionally. Mm-hmm. Remember, you'll need to pay for fuel in the others, but both run at $540 for the week. Fuel, another word to say fuel is?
Gas. I'll take the Ford Focus. I don't need anything too fancy.
So fancy means like really, really nice, really elegant. Maybe a sports car, maybe the Tesla. Can I see your driver's license?
There you go.
Thank you. Imaginary acting. So driver's license is the license to drive a car. So that says I am a good driver. I got my license so I can drive. Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you want to purchase insurance for the week?
No, my credit card covers car rentals.
So what does it mean to cover something?
Insurance covering something is... obviously, if you get into a wreck, like a car crash, then they will pay for it. And so the many times there's a lot of credit cards in America that you can get that have coverage for your car rental.
Yes, we have it on our credit card. Okay, then. After taxes, that will be $590. How would you like to pay?
Here is my Visa.
Okay. Sign the rental agreement here and here.
Sure thing.
Okay, here's your receipt. Your receipt, like the evidence that you paid. And a copy of the contract. Here are the keys, and your car is parked in lot A number 44. Be sure to fill it up with gas before you return the call, or you will be charged. Do you have any other questions? So a contract would be what?
Contract is an agreement between two parties or two people or a business and a person.
Exactly. So you will always have a contract whenever you buy anything, you rent a hotel room, you rent a car, all of that. There's an agreement. So, yep. And then...
lot. We use the word lot as in parking lot. So the car was parked in lot A, lot B, but it generally means parking lot, like a building or a place where the cars are parked.
Exactly. And be sure to fill it up with gas. So to fill something up means to make it full. Or you will be charged.
Usually when you use your credit card, you're charging something. And so it just means that they're going to ask for money or take money that they've already pre-authorized from you.
Yes, they will charge you.
Be careful.
Yes.
Okay. Nope, I think you covered it. Thanks.
So I think you covered it. I think you went over everything that I need to know.
You gave me all the information. You covered every topic that I had a question about.
Yes, exactly. A teacher can cover something in school as well. Today I learned addition in math class. The teacher covered that subject.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Thank you and enjoy your stay in LA.
LA, Los Angeles.
Yes, perfect.
Or the Angels. No.
Yes.
That's the name of the city in Spanish.
Okay, so we covered a lot of details. Now we're going to just read through it and you can practice your listening to close up this video. What can I do for you today?
I just landed and I need a car for next week.
Okay, what size car are you looking for?
Something compact is fine. It's just for me.
Okay, let me see. We have a Tesla available, a Ford Focus, or a Saturn.
How much is the Tesla?
We're looking at $1,100 for the week.
Ouch. And the others?
Remember, you'll need to pay for fuel and the others, but both run at $540 for the week.
I'll take the Ford Focus. I don't need anything too fancy.
Can I see your driver's license?
There you go.
Do you want to purchase insurance for the week?
No, my credit card covers car rentals.
Okay then. After taxes, that will be $590. How would you like to pay?
Here's my Visa.
Okay, sign the rental agreement here and here.
Sure thing.
Okay, here's your receipt and a copy of the contract. Here are the keys, and your car is parked in lot A, number 44. Be sure to fill it up with gas before you return the car, or you will be charged. Do you have any other questions?
Nope. I think you covered it. Thanks.
Thank you, and enjoy your stay in LA. So thank you guys so much for learning with us. If you want a full copy of this book, be sure to check Amazon or my website. We can use the link in the description box. As always, happy learning.
Thank you for watching.
Bye.
Bye. Don't forget to like and subscribe.
Thanks.